हरे कृष्ण, जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। सो वी लाइक टू बाय द मर्सी ऑफ यू ऑल वैष्णवस, देयर आर लॉट ऑफ सीनियर डिवोटीज हियर एंड आई बेग योर ब्लेसिंग। एंड आई फाउंड व्हेन श्रीपाद सचिनंदन स्वामी वाज हियर इन लास्ट विजिट इन मायापुर एंड ही डिस्कस अबाउट द टेम्पल ऑफ द हार्ट and he loves this song. So I actually today we could not find that song, but then we found in his website in the front. So Keshav Prabhu going to put it on the display. The reason I'm going to sing this, because this is one of the most important song for me, because I'm begging blessing from you all, that there are unlimited offenses that I have, whether I know or not. But it's all radicated. Most of the offensive pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is either with Haridas Thakur or Sivas Pandit. And we find that Sivas Pandit, actually, one of the biggest is Chapal Gopal, for whom Mahaprabhu even said that he will be happy to see him suffer in hell for 10 million years. That was very heavy. But then we find that why the Supreme Lord would say such thing, that he will be happy to see a soul suffer for 10 million. Because just to come to his normalcy, to appreciate Bhagavan's position and importance to become servant of the servant of Bhagavan, was not displayed by those Brahmanas. And just to establish that, Mahaprabhu was so angry with him. And finally, when he, only one point, Mahaprabhu smiled at him, first time in his life, that when he says he wants to become servant of Srivas, who is pleasing the Lord. And after that, when Mahaprabhu delivered him with Krishna Prem, that time he used to cry whole life, and he composed this song. And he was paying obeisances to the Vaishnava. Million years from now will come, or million years past he came, they came. He's paying obeisances to all the Vaishnavas so that he can taste. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also stressed the same point, that unless we respect the Vaishnavas, not possible to taste while we chant. That's why we feel like sometimes dry, because Vaishnava must be respected. So I can see why Sachinandan Maharaj also fascinated with it. So please join together. Vrindavan, you can turn off the light, bro. Vrindavan vasi jata Vaishnavera gana. Vrindavan vasi jata Vaishnavera gana. प्रथमे वंदना करी सवार चरना प्रथमे वंदना करी नीला चल बासी जता महाप्रभुर गाना नीला चलवासी जाता भूमि ते परिया बंधु सवार चराना नवदीपवासी जत महाप्रभुर भक्त नवदीप असवार चराना बंधु अनुरक्ता
sabara charana. Mahaprabhur bhakta jata gaura deshe sthiti. Mahaprabhur bhakta jata isavara charana bandhu Korea pranati sabara charana bandhu je deshe baishe gaurangera dana je deshe Ayurda bahu kari bandhu sabara charana Ayurda bahu hoya chena hoy bena Prabhur jata dasa haya chena hai bena Sabara charana bandhu dante kari ghasa sabara charana bandhu brahmanda tarite shakti ghare jane jane Brahmandata E Veda Purane Gunam Gaya Jeva Sune Mahaprabhur gana sava patita pavana Mahaprabhur gana sava atai lobhe Moi papi lai no sharana tai lobe Bandana korite moi kata shakti Dhare Bandhanaka Kata Shakti Tamo Bodhe Dose Moi Dhamba Matra Kari Tamo Bodhe Dose Matraka Tatapi Mukhera Bhagya Manera Yulasa Tatapi Mukhera Bhagya manerayulasam doshaskami maya dhame karani jadasa doshaskami Sarvabhancha Siddhihaya Jamabandha Chote Jamabandha Siddhihaya E Jagate Durlabhayam Prema dhana lute jagate durlabha haya manera basana purna achirate haya manera Shana Puna Achirate Adebaki Nandana Dasa Elobhe Kaya Adebaki Nandana Dasa Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Vaishnava Thakur Jaya Vaishnava Thakur Jaya Vaishnava Thakur Jaya Vaishnava Thakur Vaishnava Thakur Jaya Thakur Jaya Vaishnava Thakur Jaya Vaishnava Thakur
Nitya Lila Prasanga Sampad Paramahansa Paribraj Gacharya Astutara Satasi Sima Srila Vaichana Arvinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya अनंत गरि वैष्णविंद की जय श्रील शिवास पंडित की जय श्रील शिवास प्रभु शुभ आविर्भाव तिथि महामहोत्सव की जय श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जय नवद्वीप धाम की जय शिवास अंगन की जय श्री राधारमन धाम की जय श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम राधा श्याम सुंदर गौर निताय भगवान की जय समवेत वैष्णविंद की जय निताय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद केशव प्रभु डू लाइक टू Read the translation. I don't have the translation. Keshav Prabhu is going to read the translation. It's very nice, and prediction is given that Mahaprabhu actually changed his name when he got purified. His name became Devakinandan Das, and then he used to cry and compose this verse. Then Mahaprabhu was happy that anybody sing this song and remember the past time will also get rid of all offenses and taste the holy name.
I guess we can all read it. It's up there. First of all, I offer my worship to the feet of all Vaishnavas of Vrindavan, praising all of Mahaprabhu's associates in Neelachal, Jagannath Puridham. I prostrate at their feet. I pray for loving attachment to the lotus feet of all of Mahaprabhu's bhaktas in Navadvip. I worship all of Mahaprabhu's devotees in Gaudadish, Bengal. With upraised arms, I pray to the feet of all of Gauranga's bhaktas, wherever they may reside. Holding a straw between my teeth, I submit to the feet of all the servants of Mahaprabhu that ever were in the past and that ever will be in the future. In the Vedas and Puranas, it is proclaimed that each one of these devotees has the potency to deliver the entire universe. Hearing of their glory, I have come with great eagerness to surrender to Mahaprabhu's devotees, who are all Patita Pavana for sinners like me. What power do I have to glorify them? Being engrossed in ignorance, it is only out of pride that I attempt to do so. Even though I am dumb and unable to express their greatness, still I am feeling great joy in my heart. Please overlook my faults and make me your servant. The devotees award the great wealth of prema, which is very rare in this world, and thus fulfill all his desires, including freedom from death. Being intensely eager that all of his pure desires will be fulfilled soon, Devaki Nandan Das glorifies and prays to the Vaishnavas.
Yeah. Om jnanatimirandhasya genanjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai shri guruve namo vancha kalpataruvesya kripa sindubhayeva cha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namo shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara sivasadi gaura bhaktavinda hare krishna 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 hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in order to glorify Srivas Pandit, it is essential that how Srila Prabhupada in his songbook through Achyutananda Prabhu early days, he composed the importance of chanting this Panchatattva. Because this Panchatattva actually, when we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, and then we adore the each one of Panchatattva, what is their purpose of coming, and what is their quality and their pastimes and how they distributed love of Godhead. Even though individually they don't have access to the most inner court of Srimati Radhika's love for Krishna, but because they are all in one, and anybody following that have a same access. So this was a very merciful nature of Lord Sri Krishna, who came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he brought all his Shakti together and his avatar and prakash, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu, and Swarup Shakti Gadadhar Prabhu, and Jiva Shakti, origin of Jiva Shakti, the soul, is Narad Muni or Sivas Prabhu. So I am going to give just a couple minutes, a brief description. While Lord Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, he was contemplating that this creation cannot sustain its purpose unless the pure love is distributed. I went to Vrindavan, but I demanded surrender. Prabhupada, at least I hear Prabhupada many times, he talks about it, that Lord Krishna demanded surrender. And not only that, Lord Krishna also did not give Braja Prem outside Vrindavan. Only who came inside Vrindavan, they got it. There are many things he wanted demand. But Mahaprabhu, he gives the taste of this chanting and he mold the soul slowly, slowly and make them surrender. Same surrender, but not by force, but by giving little taste, and that impetus keeps on going the devotees. And it's also very interesting how all the devotees of Mahaprabhu, they blend in with the conditioned soul in such a way that actually there is thousands of devotees are liberated, but we don't see it. We think like this world is still bereft. Because so that impetus to preach is there. But it's very interesting blending, that how they will blend. Sivas Prabhu was explaining, Sivas Thakur, that it will blend, but nobody really knows that how many devotees really went to spiritual world. Actually, millions of are going. But it's such a way, it's the junction taking place, that hardly anybody see it. So Sivasangan is one of the junction. While Lord Krishna was speaking in the spiritual world, here in Navadvip, what was happening? Just a brief description, that while Vaishnava, there was, we already discussed that Maheshwar Visharad and Sarvam Bhatta, how they brought Navadvip as the center of logician. Also another very famous was called Jaksha Devata Puja. You know, Mahaprabhu, before he appeared, he had one brother, Vishwarupa appeared. And before that, 8 daughters. And each of the daughters also represent. Someone mentioned Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained this. But anyway, this Mahaprabhu, before Mahaprabhu appeared, 30 years before Sivas Thakur appeared, what was they doing in Navadvip? Navadvip was famous for Jaksha Devata Puja. Jaksha Devata Puja means that you worship demigod. In third canto, Prabhupada says, Prabhupada even give elaborate like what kind of wine they need to gather to worship the Durga of that. Prabhupada even gave, there is a 2 types. One is made of rice, something like that Prabhupada gave in third canto. So anyway, and we can see Chapal Gopal was one of the leader also like this. And they used to worship the demigod with the meat and wine and everything. And Sivas Thakur, Ramay Pandit, Srinidhi, Sripati, the 4 brothers, with Advaita Acharya and some other Vaishnava, they would gather together and they would see the problem of Kali Yuga. As I said before, that we may think this Kali Yuga is dangerous, very dangerous. We see it, but we don't really, I mean, I should not say we, I don't really react. I go to Hitchcock, I see the cow meat, but I don't faint. 5,000 years back, when Sanaka, 88,000 were there, the moment Bhavishya Puran started by Suta Goswami, they all fainted. Literally, they fainted. They could not imagine that someday somebody will see in Kali Yuga the cow meat is there, and they will, how is possible they will see even? They fainted. But it did not take place to me. I was walking by other day in the store. So it is so degraded, but the thick layer of ignorance is over me that I cannot see how degraded this Kali Yuga. We think, oh, it's all right, it's okay. We are fine, you are fine, everything is fine. But this is not true. In Kali Yuga, even other Kali Yuga was not this kind of degradation. So this visibility was so much prominent in Navadvip. Then Sivas Thakur, with his brothers and some Vaishnava, they used to gather together and they were going through all the scriptures. Then they come, Kali Santaran Upanishad, then they found Naradiya Bhakti Sutra, where Kali Santaran Upanishad, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva Gati Rannatha. When they found this verse, they took a bow to chant, start chanting. Mysteriously, there is another great personality, you all know, who was also Buran Gram, Buran village, was also found this verse and he started chanting. But he saw the problem of Kali Yuga so heavy that he started chanting 192,000 rounds. You all know the name. Haridas Thakur, thank you. And then, but in Navadvip, they were chanting So they said, but we cannot stop the Kali Yuga influence. What should we do? Let's go out. So they went out and preaching, headed by Sivas Prabhu. Then he went out and preaching. While he's preaching, everybody started like, "Yeah, what do you think you know? You don't know how to enjoy life. Worship this Durga, worship this." They just cried and cried. They come back, they report, no good report, all bad report. So then they said, forget it, we are going to starve, fast and chant. So they literally, Sivas Prabhu and all his brother, they became lean and thin, all these hundreds of devotees, not too many devotees, very few. And they started fasting and chanting. Except one devotee, he was very bold. When he saw this Vaishnavas crying, he could not take it. He built his summer vacation house, vacation house in Navadvip. His name is Advaita Acharya. He was very bold. He could not tolerate the Vaishnavas crying. Then he saw, look around. Oh, I created this universe. And what is going on here? So every Acharya says the bow he took, it is so nice. Only he is proving that Bhagavan is under subordinate of his bhakta. Whatever bhakta wants, Advaita Acharya could not tolerate. Now they are going to fast and die because we cannot invite the Lord. So he went to his house and that's where he took a bow. I, Advaita Acharya, hold this name. If I did not bring you from Golok Vrindavan, and then he started roaring, Krishna! Mahaprabhu, when he came, he said, I was lying down very well. All of a sudden, I saw my bed was shaking. What's going on? Because of this roaring sound of Advaita Acharya at that time. He could not tolerate a devotee suffers. So then Mahaprabhu immediately got up. Okay, I'm coming. I need to go. Quick. He was disturbed. Even Bhagavan's night sleep can be disturbed by the devotee's roaring. Then Advaita Acharya took a bow. If I don't bring God right here and deliver and drown everybody into ecstasy of highest form that other ages did not get, then I don't hold this name Advaita Acharya. Then he noticed his wife was next door, next room, and some other devotee. Then he take another bow. And if I cannot prove it, then I'll take the Sudarshan Chakra and destroy this whole universe. Finish. Then he started reading the Gautamiya Tantra, where he found this verse, Tulasi dala matrena jalasya chulukena va vikrinateso atmanam bhakti bhakta janapriya. So Adi Lila, third chapter, that's right. And Prabhupada gave a very beautiful, nice purport, where Advaita Acharya's bow was so strong, it was real, literally made, why we say internal reason, you know, Bhagavan comes for two reasons, external and internal. Internal for himself. But even that internal for himself has a two division. One is the three desires that we discussed, Gaur Purnima, Sripad Barsana Maharaj very nicely explained. Also, the another internal secondary reason is Advaita Acharya's response. So we cannot demand Lord to come, but the devotee can demand. And because Advaita Acharya brought him now, he's supposed to come in Kali Yuga, but did not say when. So Prabhupada writes, when Lord thought it happened to be Kali Yuga, it's like a coincidence or something. So then, we owe to Advaita Acharya and Sivas. Why? If Sivas Prabhu did not take that vow that he is going to fast until Lord comes, Advaita Acharya would not bring Mahaprabhu. So I fold my hand and bow to Sivas Thakur's lotus feet and Advaita Acharya's lotus feet for bringing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give us the love of Godhead. The reason also why importance of Lord Chaitanya that Sivas and Advaita Acharya cannot give, because Srimati Radhika's love, it is not asset of anybody, only Lord Krishna's asset. Radhara Mahima Prema Rasa Sima Jagate Janatoke Judi Gorangana Hoito. Because in also fourth chapter Adilila, it says, Amavina Annonare Braja Prema Dite. Without me, nobody can give love of God. So that's how Mahaprabhu brought by Advaita Acharya and Sivas. Now I'm going to have a little discussion about this Panchatattva. Who are these Panchatattva? Very quick. But Panchatattva we discussed more or less before, but I'm going to only discuss about the Sivas Prabhus because of the time also. Sivas Prabhu is the origin first jiva souls existent in loving service with the Supreme God. In his original form, Sivas Prabhu is also original, but Prabhupada says there is a five eternal form in Chaitanya Chaitanya Purport. Radha, Krishna and Balaram. Balaram on the right side, Radharani on the left side and Krishna. These three combined call Brajendanandana. Brajendanandana. And then Gornitai. These are the five eternal forms. All other form comes later. When Lord Krishna wanted to relish, he was feeling that, is there someone would have a sympathy for me to enjoy this relish? That time, Srimati Radhika appeared. Then Srimati Radhika further created two manifestations. One was her expansion of the 16 Shakti. You all know so many places, Akrura, prayers, places. In Chaitanya Chaitamrita, also Prabhupada gave very nice description, Si, Bhu, Nila, all these potencies. And then the shadow reflection of her is the Maya Shakti of the material creation. And the minute aspect of her is called Jiva Shakti. So then first Jiva Shakti was Sivas or Narad Muni. And the Narad Muni is our original devotee, exhibited the devotion to the divine couple. So we always want to adore his position. Because of him, that we are eternal, but still, to manifest the loving sentiment for Krishna, he exhibited first. So we bow down to him. And then also, Srila Murari Gupta in his Korcha, he very profoundly says that Mahaprabhu is the embodiment of rasa and Nityananda Prabhu has the key to give the love of Godhead. And Advaita Acharya, he found the cheapest way to get the love of Godhead. It's called Pancharatrik Vidhi. If their Pancharatrik Vidhi was not established through so much, none of us would be actually Vaishnava. Because those days in India, they have such a corrupted idea. They think, even the brahmana, they think you only can be brahmana to become liberated. The woman has to serve the husband, then next life they become husband. And then in his gradual progression, he comes to brahmana, then only liberation. Forget about prem. But it is Advaita Acharya. It says in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Pundarik Prabhu translated very nicely, Advaita kahaye prabhu bhakti bilaiva stri shudra murkhe adi te diva. So when Advaita Acharya was asked by Mahaprabhu, so how you want me to distribute? He said, you distribute love of Godhead without any discrimination. Began from the woman, Vaishya, Sudra, and fools and stupid rascals, everybody. This is how Advaita Acharya prayed. So he is called Pancharatrik Ashray Tattva. And then comes Gadadhar Prabhu. Gadadhar Prabhu means a particular sentiment, a feeling required when we serve holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is coming from Gadadhar Prabhu. Gadadhar Prabhu gives this. And then, but when it will happen? When I start chanting pure name. So Murari Gupta Prabhu in his Korcha writes that this Sivas Prabhu is the abode of that pure name. Because he is our origin. So we should always take shelter of Sivas Prabhu. And then Sivas Prabhu will give us shelter to chant pure name. That's why we say chant always. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Also in Chaitanya Chaitamita, Prabhupada explained that the famous speciality, glorious of that tree called Chaitanya tree. He himself is the main trunk, he is the tree, very mystic. Prabhupada writes is very mysterious. In a sense, it's also inconceivable because he is the tree, at the same time he is the gardener. How do you put together? Are you the tree or are you watering the tree? Well, he's both. That's why Prabhupada put is inconceivable. And then he had many branches. ISKCON is one of the branch also Prabhupada writes in the purport. And it's very interestingly that Srivas Prabhu is also one of the biggest branch. Now in the purport, also in the next verse, he says, we should never underestimate of which branch is better or which branch is lower. This is not a good understanding. They are all in one tree. And this is not, otherwise I'll commit offense if I think like this. So I must respect all panchatattva are worshipable to me. That's how we should see it. And that's how Prabhupada translated also what I see. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very important, his figure, because on Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, how Prabhupada, instead of talking about Lord Chaitanya, after a few minutes talking, he's glorifying Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Tomohar Prabhu very nicely emphasized that on his lecture on Gaur Purnima. And I went back, I was thinking about it a few days, and I was reading, why Prabhupada is so much glorifying Bhaktivinoda Thakur on Mahaprabhu's appearance day? Because he actually brought, he revived the entire, after 400 years of dark age, he revived the entire inner sentiment of Mahaprabhu's coming to give through Rupa Goswami. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote many songs, and one of the songs he also says, Bhakati Binoda Mage Sri Vasa Charane. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is begging at the lotus feet of Sivas. Atma Nivedana Shakti Jivane Marane. Prabhu, make me surrender. Why? You know why surrender? Krishna is not demanding that you, Manmana Bhava, Mad Bhakta, Mad Jaji Mam Namaskuru, you pay obeisance. He's not demanding really, even though it appears. It is for my own benefit. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that because if I bow down to the Lord, if I chant, then it is for my benefit. Toto bhakshami te hitam. For your benefit, I'm telling you, Arjuna. Not by benefit. Krishna doesn't need obeisances from Pran Govinda Das. He has an unlimited soul-paying obeisances all the time. But it is for my benefit, I must bow down, I must chant, I must follow Prabhupada and our spiritual master, our guru, like this. This is very important. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, please make me surrender. And in the Gaur Aruti, how Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wrote, Sivaso Chhatradhara, the Sivas is holding in the Mahaprakash Leela also twice. Another place also, Advaita Acharya came to see the supremacy of Bhagavan. There also Sivas holded the chhatra, what you call umbrella. On the right side is the Vishnu Tattva, Nityananda Prabhu, then Advaita Acharya, and on the left side is Gadadhar Prabhu, then Sivas Prabhu. Now in the Sivas Thakur has a lots of pastime. It's very sweet. Very sweet pastimes. But I must speak also a little bit of his origin, just in a short word. That Sivas Prabhu had also, you know, four houses. Original house of Sivas Prabhu is in the between Radhakund and Shyamakund, called Shetadip. Shetadip is the Navadip. It is in Vrindavan. At the same time, Vrindavan is also in Navadip. It's very inconceivable. So over there, Sivas Thakur has his original house called Sivas Angan in the spiritual world. Not only here, he has a spiritual world house, first house. Then by the invocation of the Lord's devotee, when all the Gurujan, means elderly devotees, associate, they comes down, then he establish a beautiful Sivas Angan in Mayapur. But before that, Sivas Thakur has also a very special Shuddha Satta made house in Srihatta, where he was born. And then at the end of his life, he went to live in Kumarhatta due to the deep separation from Mahaprabhu. So all these places are equally holy dham, no difference amongst them. And there is a pastimes how he dealt with it. Even in Golok Vrindavan, we hear that what happened, we should always remember, or I should remember, that When we think of Navadvip Dham, it is a junction of material conditioned soul and eternal associate, they are merging. In that clash, there is an unprecedented scenario. I may not like it, but that's how I enter, because how am I going to purify my heart? So it's very hard. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, in Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, there is no demon. The conception is there, but there is no actual demon. But in this Vrindavan, we see the demon comes because the anarthas has to be removed. So similarly, in Navadvip Leela also, Sivas Thakur has exhibited that how the biggest problem of the entering into Vrindavan and relishing this loving service to Mahaprabhu is the offensive nature. And this is exhibited by Srila Sivas Prabhu with Devananda Pandit, with Chapal Gopal or Gopal Chapal, with the Brahmana, with the Brahmachari drinking milk. So many pastimes is there. So we can see how literally he actually gave individually everyone God love of God. In Golok Vrindavan, we see when Golok Vrindavan expands to Bhaumadham here, that Narad Muni actually comes from Ujjain, you can say, as a Madhumangal. That is also there. Sanatana Goswami Pad write that when outsider, because in Vrindavan everybody is Vaishya. Paguri Muni is there, Sandilya Muni is there, they are Brahmanas. But when outsider comes, like Madhumangal, Purnamasi, they came, then Madhumangal comes, that is Narad Muni is also their origin there in Vrindavan. Also Narad Muni is there also in another form. And Narad Muni also, there's a whole pastimes of how Narad Muni actually became a gopi girl also, Naradiya Gopi in Kusam Sarovar near Naradiya Kunda. That is also there. But because of the time, in short, but at least Sivas Prabhu is the origin of Narada, or Narada is the origin of Sivas. Either way, both eternally exist in spiritual world. And Sivas Prabhu, how he dealt and purified everyone, we are going to discuss now, little by little. That, you know, if we divide the Mahaprabhu's Leela, before he got initiation, such a big importance of initiation, most important in his life, because this dramatic change he exhibited, then was not enough. Then he revealed himself as a supreme God. Then he took sannyas. So these are the division, how the Leela, otherwise sometimes like, how they acted this way and then now this way? Because the separate division took place. How Mahaprabhu became a different Nimai when he came back from Gaya. He is completely mad in love, ecstasy. How all the pastime took place. And then, for an example, like when Mahaprabhu came back from, I'm going to jump back and forth. How Mahaprabhu came back after he got initiation from Ishwara Puripad. We should remember, because we apply this, we are in a family life. Dharmaraj Prabhu gave class how importance of family life, Krishna consciousness. That we can see that how Mahaprabhu did. He also went to do Shraddha. Is it funeral? Yearly Shraddha. That's also English, Shraddha, I guess. The final rite or funeral rite. So when he went there, he confessed the importance of seeing Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet or his guru's lotus feet, Ishwarpuri, is equal to delivering 10 million generations. But all the Hindus goes there just to do one. Parents. But Mahaprabhu says 10 million is delivered just by seeing the lotus feet. So those who have seen pure devotee's lotus feet, you already delivered. You don't have to worry about it. Over there, but you still feel like to do something. Then Mahaprabhu recommend you just cook nice prasadam and distribute to the Vaishnavas and then to others. This is how we do. Everything is very nicely reconciled by Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu's ecstasy happening so much that when he came to Navadvip, how Sriman Pandit revealed to all these Pandit brothers. You know, Mahaprabhu used to actually walk with lots of Pandit scholars. And actually, he used to even go to different school and defeat them. It was like a big... He literally curbed all these scholars, rascals, everybody, whether the devotee scholar and the non-devotee scholar. They also paid him attention because When Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya, this was one of the things, this stroke to their conception. What's wrong with Nimai Pandit? We all are very happy because he has literally established the position of Brahmana. He's from a Brahman family, Mishra family. Nilambar Chakraborty is grandson. Nilambar Chakraborty is a great scholar. Jagannath Mishra is a great scholar. Wow. So we all Brahmana, even though they are not devotee, mostly are blasphemer, they feel very proud that one Brahmana has established our status, that how important is Brahmana. But something is weird, strange. He does not talk about this. When Sriman Pandit just came, he said, "Listen, everyone, something astonishing happened." All the Brahmana said, "What happened? Why you are so happy and laughing and like a very... Oh, indeed, it is a most astonishing. Oh, tell us what happened. You will not believe what I just experienced." "Well, we are curious." "Say, I just met Nimai Pandit." "All right, he found a new logic." No, you don't understand. A dramatic change. What could be done? He defeated another. He already defeated the world famous Digvijay Keshav Kashmir. No. I just asked, "How was your trip to Gaya? How are you doing?" He folded hand. "We never saw him folded hand." He went, he has down. He said, "By the mercy of you all, Vaishnava, everything is well by the mercy of Krishna." And then he started overwhelming, crying. And he started shedding tears, which I never experienced, I never could imagine. Everybody was shocked. "Is it true?" "Yes." Then he said, "Tomorrow he will see us in Suklambara Brahmacharis." When this news went, everybody started, "Something strange. How is possible he changed?" Of course, some devotee could not believe, even though they prayed. One time, I'm going to jump to another story, I'll come back. That one time Sivas Thakur was going by this beautiful golden road of Navadvip, and Mahaprabhu used to look so gorgeous. Beautiful lotus eye, pinkish reddish lips. His form is so attractive, nobody could resist. Yellow silk dhoti, nice chador, and when he would smile, everybody would like forgot everything. It was so attractive. But he was, you know, when somebody is like a so dynamic, attractive, and he argue, you feel like how these two matches? It doesn't match. That's why they're like, just like, he's so beautiful, so nice, but then he has a logic argument. They could not reconcile. So then Sivas Thakur, he saw him coming. So Mahaprabhu paid him obeisances because he is kind of like a second father. Besides Jagannath Mishra, Nimai Pandit always respected Sivas Thakur, who is 30 years older than him, like a second father. His wife Malini Devi was kind of like assisting Sochi Devi of how to take care of baby. So it's like a second mother like this. So Nimai Pandit paid obeisances. Sivas Thakur says, "So, tell me one thing. How far you will go with your logic and argument and this philosophical thought? 24 hours, that's all you are doing. Simply wasting time, Nimai. You should get out of this. Why don't you chant? Tell me any scripture says karma, gyan is eternal. At the moment of destruction, devastation, everything vanishes. Only bhakti remains. So why are you wasting time? You should do bhajan for Krishna." Nimai smiled and bowed down to Sivas Thakur. This is before. And then he says, "You Vaishnavas are so merciful. Maybe you all can pray, someday I'll become." That was a very good quality of Nimai. Of course, he's supreme being. But he never disrespected. But anybody's argumentative, oh, he will smash to pieces. So he had a very nice dual nature, how to handle each devotee. So when Sivas Thakur blessed, when Sivas Thakur heard this, he's remembering. Wow. Did God really heard? They have no idea he is Supreme God. Did Krishna really heard and made Nimai as a devotee? They started shivering. Wow, this is now unbelievable. And they were so happy. So when this happened, and there's all these Brahmana heard it, they started lamenting, because they are not devotee, they're blasphemer. They started lamenting. What's wrong with him? He only taking everybody to chant Hare Krishna, and he wanted to encourage only chanting. This is not good. Yeah, the Shastra doesn't say that. Only chant loudly like this. Why? Because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur in his Anubhashya, he's explaining that how Brahmanas are jealous, envious. They said, he defeated Keshava Kashmir, he established our position, and if he starts chanting like a sentimentalist, then what will happen to us? Nobody will respect us. Our fame, name, everything will be doomed. So they feel very sad, lamenting for them their own position. Then all the Brahmana had an immediate meeting. And in the meeting, they decided they must come to Swachi Mata and tell her what to do. So they came and told, you are daughter of famous scholar Brahman. You are husband of famous scholar Brahman. And your son is famous scholar. Everywhere you are famous and scholarly. This house is so well. But something is wrong with your son. Because when the student came and they asked, oh, Mahaprabhu said, Nimai Pandit says, I cannot teach you anymore because I do not find any interest in this. You may find some other teacher to teach you. The students, so much mesmerized by his beauty and his charming, his sweet speech, they said, no, we want to study only from you. Then Mahaprabhu started alphabetic anything, or as in Abhay, like every word is Krishna, every grammatical, everything is Krishna. After everything is over, then Mahaprabhu says, did I coherent the the way I taught? They said, no, we actually didn't understand anything you were saying. Oh, you know why, so you better find. No, we want to learn only from you. We don't want to go any teacher. Okay, then raise your hand. So everybody raised hand. Hari Haraye Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. And they had a dance when the Brahman was thinking, this is a scholar school or is a Harinam school? What's going on there? They felt very disturbed. They felt like somebody stabbing in their false ego, which is supposed to be good, but they took it in a wrong way. And they felt, so they told Swachimata, your son is really went out of everybody's hand. And we've the biggest threatening what they felt that they're losing the greatest scholar of all time from their hand, from their village, from their possession. So they told Swachimata, you must bring a doctor and take care of him immediately. So then one Kaviraj, many Kaviraj came, gave some idea. One Kaviraj is very special. He thinks, you give us some Shiva ghee, some Shiva company. It was very funny. What's his name in Radhakund, your godbrother? Mahanidhi Maharaj, thank you. Mahanidhi Maharaj was saying, it's very funny, you buy the Gopi Chandan and you see the label, it says buy the some Mayavad factory. And you buy a lot of like a Brahman thread, all kinds of things you buy for the Vaishnava is product, somebody is making money by Mayavad impersonalist. So I was looking at it, actually somebody gave me gift too, Chandan. It's like Shankara factory. Shankara factory, bringing the Gopi Chandan, is very true. So like this, over there, so one Brahmana came, he said, you have to put some ghee on this boy Nimai's head as a special product of Shiva ghee, Shiva. So Mother Sachi did, but it didn't work. Then another famous Kaviraj came, and he said, you must put a Vishnu oil and let him bathe in. So Mother Sachi was going through. She has a huge wealth. Everybody is scholar. Father is scholar. Husband is scholar. And son is the best of all scholar. What more you want in life? Most beautiful wife. He has everything we have. Only problem is he has a sickness, a disease called air disorder. Some air goes in the, I don't know the medical terminology what it is, but it is also there in Ayurveda. So they suggested this. So they built a nice tub, bathtub, kind of like a bathtub made of nice bricks and other, and put us so much oil. And Mother Sachi invited Nimai to swim in it and take. So Nimai going swimming, and he is going more wild on gopis mode and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mother Sachi is scratching, what will happen? I gave all the treatment, he's becoming even worse. He's now going under the well and coming out with the more chanting and crying for Krishna. This is worse. So at that time she was so worried. Then Sivas Prabhu just came. Sivas Prabhu said, how is Nimai? You tell me my misfortune, how am I? Where is he? Say, he's there. He was shocked. Nimai. Wow. So he asked Swachimata, how did you do this? All the Brahmana came, they suggested me doing this, doing this, doing this. I went through all the list and this is the final medicine and it's not working. He's still crying and more crying now. That was supposed to be the best medicine. It's making the disease more. So I'm so nervous. Sivas Thakur smiled like Balaram. He smiles. Oh, mother, you are such a simple lady. You are being manipulated by those rascal brahmanas. They don't know the inner meaning of Vaishnavism. Do you know what your son has the disease? I know. I want a drop of it. I am greedy for to get one drop of the disease that your son has. And he has a pure form of Krishna Prem. And if we can allow for him to live longer, we will be astonishing seeing this beautiful, unprecedented, mysterious Leela of Nimai. We should now do me a favor. Don't listen any of these Brahmana. Just ignore them. I'll take care. So Nimai, he was swimming and crying, but he also listening. Of course, he is a supreme god, is in the heart. So Sivas Prabhu came. Prabhu, I need something you have. And then Mahaprabhu got up from the bathtub. Sivas, I am very happy that you have saved my life. Because until today I did not find anybody support and understand what is the purpose I have come to give. And nobody supported. Today you have supported. And if you did not agree and did not support, today I decided I would go to the Ganges and take a little pot, empty pot, and you fill it up so with your neck and then you stay underwater. I would drown myself, but you have saved me. Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Then, of course, Nimai Pandit became very happy. And from that time, Sivas Thakur wanted to acknowledge. He did not know that Nimai Pandit is Supreme Personality of Godhead yet. Because of the time, I'm going to jump to other pastime. And you all know how Mahaprabhu revealed him, right? We all know that pastime, that how in fear of Muslim soldier and king coming in a boat to take them and hearing all these Muslims Brahmanas, Sivas Thakur could not tolerate. He did not know what to do. And he did not know Nimai is Supreme Lord. So he went to take shelter of Nrisimhadev. And he was worshipping in profuse crying and weeping. And he told all the family members, just stay there. Everything will be all right. I'm going to bring the mercy of Nrisimhadev. And he was crying. At that time, some Brahmana is talking. What's wrong with this boy, Nimai? Everybody is disturbed. Everybody is worried. Why he's not worried? He's like playing as if nothing happening. That the soldier will come and throw us out. Before that, another Brahman said, maybe we should throw the Sivas and his house, everything, beat him up, tie him up, and lift up his house, throw everything in Ganges. Then one Brahman says, we are talking all these things, but look at him. He's just walking on the bank and nothing happened. Why he's not reacting? Then another Brahmana, blasphemer, I should not say Brahmana, they're blasphemer actually. Blasphemer Brahmana. He says, oh, you know why he's acting like this? He wants to pretend Nimai is indifferent from us. So when real soldiers come and attack us, he's going to exhibit like, oh, I was not part of the group. and I'm not. So he will escape. He will run away. So now he's acting like he's fearless. They had no idea he's Supreme God either. He's always fearless. So when, but Sivas Thakur could not understand, he got so afraid, he started praying that at times somebody knocked the door. Sivas, open, open. Why? Because just before this, there was many cows and calves on the bank of Ganges. And then Nimai, he all of a sudden petting the cows and remember of Vrindavan. And all of a sudden he was so merged into Krishna mood. It's like, oh. And then he remembers his devotee. Then immediately he quoted, hey, here I am, here I am. I am he, who you praying? Then he ran to Sivas Thakur and knocked the door. He's not opening. He was afraid. Maybe the soldier actually came to attack. But he broke it. And then, not broke it, but they opened. And then he came in. And then he saw Nimai. But then it was not Nimai. Mahaprabhu says, who you praying? Who you calling? It's me. I am here. Then Mahaprabhu revealed a beautiful, astonishing, Shuklam Varadharam Vishnu Shashi Varna Chaturubhujam Prasanna Badanam Dhe Sarva Vigna Prasantaye. Immediately Sivas Thakur was specified. Beautiful form of, four-handed form of Narayan. Said, who are you praying? I am that Nishinga Dev. I am your Ishtadev. You have no fear. And then Sivas Thakur was ordered to do puja and he narrated the whole pastime of different incarnation. Then he said, invite all your relative and guests. They all came and they did puja. It was so peaceful. Everybody was happy. But nobody else knew. Only his family knew his Supreme God. So then their kirtan was started very heavily. Those brahmanas could not come. There are many pastimes took place. But one of the pastimes that before even night kirtan, Mahaprabhu was so much in love with Sivas Thakur that anybody is connected with Sivas, God, love of Godhead. There was a cat, Prabhupada write, even dog, cat, God, love of Godhead, because they are belongs to Sivas house. I was thinking like, wow, it will be good fortune to be a cat or dog in Sivas Thakur to get love of Godhead. Some cases Mahaprabhu exhibited a very beautiful, that after this, Mahaprabhu now revealed himself. So Sivas Thakur inundated all his relative friends to chant, chant, chant. Instead of Krishna's name, they are chanting, Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan. Before, nobody chanted glories of this name. So Mahaprabhu came. What they are chanting? They are glorifying me? No, no. Then he ran away back to his house. All these thousands of devotees followed him. And then he hiding in the house. Then Mahaprabhu hiding in the house and they're chanting, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana, Gaura Hari. And Nimai's mother says, what's going on? Why they are glorifying Nimai? Said, they don't know what they're doing. They're just trying to flatter me. I don't like this, that is like trying to pacify. Then Nimai saw through the window, Sivas Thakur trying to cover the whole sun. Then Mahaprabhu could not control himself. He was hilarious. He said, what are you doing, Sivas? He said, I'm trying to cover the sun with my two hands. What kind of logic is you? You cannot cover the sun with your two hands. So how can you cover yourself, the Supreme Being, in a little room? Oh, then he could not. Okay, then he came out. Then they glorified him more. Then they went back there. This way, Mahaprabhu could not hide. Sivas Thakur literally made everybody. And one time, Sivas Thakur, in the morning, Mahaprabhu, since he met Sivas Thakur's relatives, he started giving love of Godhead. One time, one Muslim guy, Acharya said that he was even drinking wine. Generally, Muslims don't drink wine, but he came with the fresh clothes for Sivas Thakur. And when he came, he saw Lord Chaitanya from far. And he was thinking, he saw him dancing. He was like, he got attracted. Muslim guy, he eat meat. But he got attracted. At one point, all of a sudden, when he saw, he could not resist. And he started dancing and dancing. He said, I saw him. I was so... Then Sivas Thakur says, what happened? Mahaprabhu said, I don't know. Say, you don't know, but he's crying, rolling on the ground. Muslim never chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then Sivas Thakur says, Prabhu, you are giving distributions. I'm so happy. So Sivas Thakur started dancing. Mahaprabhu forgot that he's supposed to, he displayed the form of Krishna to this Muslim guy who went drown into ecstasy, but he forgot to take back and become Lord Chaitanya. So then all of a sudden Srivas was so happy, he said, "Oh, you are the Supreme Krishna," because he prayed about him. He said, then Mahaprabhu says, "Where's my flute? Who stole my flute? Srivas, help me, who stole my flute?" Then Srivas is thinking, "Oh yeah, the gopis stole the flute. Tell me about it. How did they steal?" Then you remember that pastime, we don't have time of this. You remember that how they stole the flute and how they made Radharani the chief queen, and then Krishna was like a sheriff officer or the police officer, and all the coward boys are sweeper. They didn't like it. Madhu Mangal said, "No, we don't like that position. We want to be also in the minister with Krishna," like something. So they had a whole episode took place. Srivas was explaining. Mahaprabhu says, more. "I want to hear more. Tell me." This was a whole night about Krishna Leela going on and going on and going on. So at the end, Mahaprabhu was so happy. Then whole night passed during the day. Then you all know the Chapal Gopal stories, how it took place, many places. One Brahmana also tried to come in. And Prabhupada gave a very nice, I like that Prabhupada gave this purport. I'm sorry, I'm taking a few more minutes, I'll finish it, at least some extent. That Prabhupada writes, why in Antolila, Kapat Diya, Kapat means dead bolt. Why dead bolt at Sivas? If Hare Krishna Mahamantra, this love of Godhead is free to everybody, why they had a dead bolt? So Prabhupada put in the purport, only bona fide chanters are allowed. That's why those who are blasphemer, offender, they could not. One example, many examples is there. One example is that outside Sivas, he could not enter this Brahmana. And this Brahmana was thinking, I can't believe they don't allow. And the morning happened, the first person get out was Lord Chaitanya. So when Lord Chaitanya get out, and he knew he's the main, and he took his Brahman thread and he wrapped around his thumb. "You son of a Jagannath Mishra, you don't allow me, huh? Why? You know my power? I am a son of a Brahman. I am the specialist on cursing." This Brahmana, actually he was. Anubhashya also said that he was famous for cursing. So he said, "I'm going to curse and all my power I'll throw at you. From today, you will never enjoy sense enjoyment. You cannot. You will be doomed from sense enjoyment." Mahaprabhu smiled. Wow! And he started, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare." Mahaprabhu went more ecstasy. This Brahmana could not take it. He got so angry, then he tore apart. Means he broke his Brahman thread to give all the potency that he can never enjoy. But he never got it, some or other. So why Mahaprabhu did that? Because Mahaprabhu also exhibiting, actually material sense enjoyment cannot allow to taste the Hare Krishna Mahamantra's ultimate. Also, this Brahmana has to repent, but repent has to come from the heart has an intelligence. We just talked about last Saturday that how Daksha, his hair, he didn't have a head. You know, his head was severed by Virabhadra, the big dark complexion incarnation of Shiva. He beheaded, So then Daksha, he repented. But if he did not have a head, how did he repent? If the intelligence comes from a brain, mundane science is failure there. So Prabhupada is very merciful. He says in the purport that spiritual intelligence to repent comes from the heart, not from the brain. For material repentance may be from the brain, but spiritual repentance comes from the heart. Dibba gyan ride prakashita, we sing Prabhupada's Vandana. The spiritual intelligence, spiritual knowledge manifest in the heart, then we can repent. Then it's possible to like this. There's many pastimes. Oh, just give me 2 minutes. I really want to say this because this is Sripad Radhanath Maharaj, he always stressed this, and I respect him a lot about this. Because we are talking about so much about surrender. It's very nice to know that Srivas Thakur exhibited an emblem. He's an emblem of Ananya Chintayantu Mam Je Jana Puripashate. tesham nitta vijuktanam jogoshkema bahami aham. That if you are one-pointed, if I am one-pointed, like Prabhupada says, 24-7, if we can absorb in Krishna, Krishna will take care, and he exhibited to, through Srivas. But if I am not, I have my retirement, then Krishna will not do that. He will also depend, he will allow me to depend on my retirement and side by side. So according to our surrender, Krishna does take care. Because this is very famous, that how Mahaprabhu saw that there is a three times is mentioned. So I don't know exactly which time he really established. One time when Mahaprabhu was passing through from Ramkeli, instead of going to Vrindavan, he took a detour. Then he came to Advaita Acharya's place, also he came to Kulia, and on the way back he also stopped at Kumarhatta, where in separation Sivas Thakur could not live in Mayapur. He left. He went to Kumarhatta. You know Kumarhatta. Kumarhatta is the place, birthplace of Ishwarapuri. And Mahaprabhu went there and he took some dirt, and every day he takes. Like Giriraj Maharaj says that he went to Calcutta where Prabhupada took birth. We know where he took birth. He took birth under a jackfruit tree. There is a house in Calcutta where Prabhupada took birth. So he also took some dirt, and he was telling me that he takes little dirt every day. It's very nice. We should do that also. Mahaprabhu did. So that time Mahaprabhu saw one time that he has a four brothers. They have a family. They're married. He has a wife, Malini Devi, so many children, so many maid servants. There is a Dukhi Krishna story, so many maid servants. He has a dog and cat. Who is going to feed all this? So he told that, I noticed that you are not working. I think you should go out and work. Then Srivas Thakur says, I don't feel like working, or I don't feel like to go outside. I just love my house to recite Bhagavatam and chant. Then Mahaprabhu says, but you need to go at least to do something like begging. If you cannot do anything, at least beg. So no, I don't like to go out. I don't like to beg. I just want to absorb in Krishna and just chant and read Bhagavatam. Then Mahaprabhu says, but if you cannot do all these things, then you take sannyas and travel with me. So no, I'm not qualified to take sannyas. Now in another place also it says on Kumarhatta, Mahaprabhu says, when he asked this same question, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Bhakta Luka, he put it, because the association of Malini, his wife, reminds of Mahaprabhu's pastime so intimate. He said, your servant Malini reminds me of you more than anybody. How can I leave my wife? She is like a more of you than I see myself. So I want to stay with my wife. So like this he says, and then another place he also said, I'm not qualified to take sannyas and I don't have a power. So Mahaprabhu says, well then you have to do something. Then how are you going to maintain family? Mahaprabhu asked him and he went back and forth. Then at one point, Sivas Thakur says, Mahaprabhu again says, so how are you going to maintain such a huge family? You have so many maid servants. So many four brothers, their wife, your wife, children's, niece, Narayani's, everybody would live there. Then he clapped. One, two, three. Everybody heard that, no? You have to have a whole concept of it. It's very scientific, the way he put it. So Mahaprabhu said, what is this? He said, one, two, and three. No, how are you going to maintain your family? So he said, one, two, three. So Mahaprabhu says, I did not understand that how you're going to maintain your family. He says, I'm going to absorb in Krishna consciousness and I will see first time if the Lord supply prasadam without starvation of my family stays alive. Second time if they still fasting, starving and no food, I'll still keep on chanting and reading Bhagavatam. On third time, if still they are fasting, starving, and no food has come, then I'll tie up my neck with an empty water pot made of clay. When you take the water pot in Ganges, then it takes all the water and it pulls you down, and I drown myself and finish. When Mahaprabhu heard this, he was furious. He roared, Hare Krishna! He roared like this, Shivash, I am in ecstasy. How strong faith you have on Krishna. How strong faith, your determination on Krishna's mercy is guaranteed. I can see that you understood this Bhagavad Gita sloka. Then Mahaprabhu quoted this. Ananya chintayanta mam je jana purjupasate tesam nitya vijuktanam josh kem bahami aham. Oh, then it was very funny. Then Samacharya also quote this Arjun Mishra, you know the Gita Panda's story, but you can read this. Then Mahaprabhu says, even I take a promise, I take a vow that this is not metaphor. It is not like literary ever happened. But Mahaprabhu is establishing Srivast Pandit's determination, strong faith and conviction to reconfirm, reestablish by Mahaprabhu himself. So he exclaimed, Lakshmipati Narayan, if he ever has to go broke, well, Narayan doesn't go broke, but he says, if he have to ever go broke due to some drought or nothing is there, you know, he's nothing, or taxman catches he Lakshmipati, or even if there is no food, then Lakshmi has to go back from house to house. One thing for sure, no opulence ever leave or goes away from your house. You will have unlimited opulence all the time in your house. Even if Lakshmi has to go out, but your house will never be out of food. I promise this. And Mahaprabhu was very ecstasy feeling. But then of course, everybody gives commentary on this. Acharyas give commentary. That so long a sadhaka, practitioner, if I make my arrangement, I look at my this way, then also Krishna will say, okay, I don't have to make arrangement for Pran Govinda Das's retreat.